Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the analyst conference call of RIR Power Electronics Limited, arranged by Veritas Reputation. At this moment, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one on the touch-tone keypad. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aryan Rana from Veritas Reputation. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Jiko. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of RIR Power Electronics Limited, I extend a warm welcome to all participants joining for today's analyst and investor call. We truly appreciate your continued interest and support. As you are aware, the financial results for Q1 FY26 have already been disclosed to the stock exchanges. Accordingly, today's session is designed to provide deeper insights into our business strategy, operational progress, industry outlook, and the company's long-term value creation journey. Before we begin, I would like to remind all participants that certain statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature. These are based on the company's current expectations and are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially. Joining us on today's call, and I welcome Dr. Harshad Mehta, Chairman and Director of the company, Mr. Perry Sugat, CMO and Head Business Development, Mr. Ankit Shah, Financial Controller. With that, it is my privilege to hand over the call to Dr. Harshad Mehta, Chairman and Director of RIR Power Electronics. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Aryan. I appreciate it. Good day to everyone. On behalf of the board and the management team of RIR Power Electronics, I extend a very warm welcome and thank you for joining us on this analyst and investor call. It's actually close to midnight here in the U.S., so instead of saying good morning or good evening, I will just say it's always good time to connect with the research analysts and our valued investors and partners. Your continued support makes it worthwhile, regardless of the time zone, and that makes me always motivated and interested. We deeply value your time, interest, and continued support. I hope you all have a wonderful Ganesh Chaturthi holiday, and I also, as a Jain, wanted to convey my Nichami Dukram to all of my investors, shareholders, team members, and everyone. And I'm sure you know the meaning of Nichami Dukram, which is I'm seeking your forgiveness if we hurted you intentionally or unintentionally in the past year. So in terms of business and operation update, we continue to make steady progress across our key initiatives. Despite global disruptions, demand momentum remains healthy, supported by strong customer engagement, as well as strong customer relationships and partnerships. We are further investing in people and partnership to reinforce business resilience. Our Odisha project is progressing on schedule, creating a stronger foundation for growth. During this quarter, we achieved two significant milestones. First one is government support for our Odisha silicon carbide project. Government of Odisha approved fiscal support for our phase one of our silicon carbide manufacturing facility in Bhubaneswar. This is a strategic project, and we are the very first one with that initiative in India, with a total outlay of 618 crore across both the phases. Government of Odisha has already approved 50% capex subsidy. We have incurred 65 crores in capex so far, and government has approved 32 crores has been approved as a government capital subsidy for the funds that we spent so far. But this development also resonates very strongly with the national vision in his Independence Day address. Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi highlighted the critical importance of semiconductor chips for India's technological future and self-reliance. Our project is aligned with that vision, and we are proud to contribute to India's semiconductor ecosystem with advanced high-power devices that will support AI data centers, electric vehicles, renewable energy, power grids, defense, and aerospace and industrial automation. In this respect, I would also like to say, within less than a year since the Chief Minister of Odisha did the groundbreaking on September 7, 2024, we already have received and commercialized the product, received the order from Indian Navy customer, and we are shipping the product this week to Indian Navy customer as well as a global distributor, Richardson Electronics, as well. With this, I invite Ankit, financial controller, to brief us on the bonus issue of the equity. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Mehta. So basically, as you would be aware, the board in its board meeting held in May 2025 had approved a bonus of 1:1 to reward the equity shareholders. Now, the entire process of issuing bonus shares was completed within the timeline prescribed, and the shares started trading ex-bonus on July 11th. Now, apart from the already mentioned milestones, there were other milestones which were also accomplished. One being there was the subdivision of face value of equity shares. The board meeting in May 2025 had also approved subdivision of face value of equity shares to enhance the liquidity and improve market accessibility and market participation. The company has also accomplished this subdivision of face value of equity shares from rupees 10 to rupees 2 per share. These steps reinforces our commitment to enhancing shareholder value and encourage wider market participation and aligns with our long-term capital structuring goals. Secondly, in continuation to improving the liquidity and improving market participation, the board in its last meeting held in August 2025 has also approved listing of equity shares on National Stock Exchange as well. So company has initiated necessary steps and the process is underway. Thirdly, the board has also formed a committee to formulate an ESOP scheme. This is another important step taken by the board to attract, motivate and retain talent, all while aligning everyone's interest towards the long-term growth. I would like to invite Mr. Perry Sugard, the CMO and Head of Business Development, to talk on the industry and sector perspective.
Thank you, Ankit. From an industry standpoint, the power and energy sector in India is experiencing strong demand momentum. And this is driven by the electrification of everything, infrastructure expansion, and renewable energy integration. We also see supportive regulatory and policy developments that align well with our business strengths, particularly in renewable energy, e-mobility, and advanced high-power electronics. These developments are creating opportunities not only in conventional power, but also in emerging segments such as green energy solutions, e-mobility, and high-voltage semiconductors.
Yes, I would like to invite Dr. Harshit Mehta for the final closing statements, please, before we get on to the Q&A.
Thank you very much, Aryan. Looking ahead, RIR is pursuing strategic initiatives that will define our growth plans, as well as I will always make sure that RIR is second to none in technology and always be number one in India for Make in India for global markets. With that motto in mind, expansion into advanced semiconductor devices with Bhubaneswar silicon carbide facility playing a central role. And I would like to mention that it is not just the components, but it's also significant infrastructure application at all levels, key levels, specifically high-speed trains in terms of Vande Bharat. We are also making devices that would go into Vande Bharat application, defense sector, as well as grid and renewables, including heavy-duty diesel trucks and so forth, including electric cars. We are also building partnerships and collaboration to accelerate innovation, technology adoption, and the market access. We have sustained investment in R&D, which are critical to our operation because of the fact that I want to be second to none globally in technology, and so that we are becoming competitive in a very responsible manner. In terms of outlook and guidance, I would like to say my motto for the last 40 years when I acquired GE's manufacturing facility, on my door, there was a one sign which I still have it in my office, and they say, we will if we think we can, meaning we will succeed if we believe that we can. And I 100% believe, and I'm totally positive in terms of RIR's capability to become ABB or Siemens of India. With that, we are addressing all the near-term environmental challenges. We remain confident in our long-term growth trajectory, and our focus will continue to be on driving cost optimization and operational efficiency, strengthening margins through product mix improvement and operating leverage, leveraging demand-led growth, high potential sector like e-mobility, renewables, defense, aerospace, railways, and industrial power system. At RIR Power, our vision is very clear: to create sustainable long-term value for all stakeholders, and every step we are taking is aligned with this objective and also meet national priorities. Lastly, we are pleased to share that RIR Power will be participating at Semicon India at Yashobhoomi in Delhi from September 2 to September 5, 4, 2, 3, and 4. We will show the advanced silicon carbide power modules that would be applicable and will find applications in Vande Bharat trains across the country, as well as in defense systems. We warmly invite our all valued customers and research analysts to visit booth number 186 at New Delhi. In addition to that, we also would be part of Odisha Pavilion with silicon carbide devices, samples, our product, and I am told that the Chief Minister also would be there as well. We would be showcasing our silicon devices manufactured using our IP, RIR IP, while directly engaging with top partners, policymakers, and global industry leaders. This platform places us at the center of emerging collaboration and incentive programs, key enablers of our India growth strategy and innovation roadmap. My focus is product, as quickly as we possibly can make a reliable product. That is my motto. Our upcoming state-of-the-art silicon carbide manufacturing plant in Odisha will produce next-generation epi wafers, chips, package devices, and power critical applications in defense, aerospace, e-mobility, renewable energy, and advanced high-power electronics. Though this we aim to strengthen India's semiconductor ecosystem and reinforce our commitment to technological leadership. Once again, I would like to thank you for joining us today and for your continued trust and support. We look forward to engaging with you further during the Q&A session and addressing your queries. Thank you. And I would still one more time say my motto I believe in Gita's best words. Do the best you can. Don't worry about the results. Results will come depending on the effort. So if I cannot answer your results-related question directly, I apologize for it. But I am doing everything the best I possibly can. With that, I open the floor to any questions you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from Pratik Giri from Shubh Labh Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir. May we request that you use your handset, please? Thank you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. This is better. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for coming. Mr. Mehta, very good morning and greetings to the entire team. In fact, welcome to Perry also in the team. Mr. Mehta, I have two small questions. You know, while we appreciate, you know, the way you have steered the entire project so far in India, I am curious to check, in the last con call you had mentioned about senior level hiring probably at the position of CEO probably for the Odisha project. So if you can share some update on that, that is my question number one, Mr. Mehta.
Now, thank you very much. Thanks for reminding me because you read my mind. That's the one part that I forgot to mention, because my vision and my dream is for RIR to become ABB, Siemens, or one of those global name companies that you hear. So we have been looking for leaders in terms of our chief executive officer who would lead the company from those companies as expatriates or their executives who have accomplished successes in that area. So we have been continuing to move forward with my mistake. I do learn from my mistake. I will not share the timing or when, but we are looking at getting the CEO from the perspective of who will place RIR in terms of becoming ABB or Siemens or Mitsubishi Toshiba of India.
Understood, Mr. Mehta. So is it fair to assume that probably there's conversation already going on with people? It's just that we want to be a little conservative in our guidance as far as the deadline is concerned, Mr. Mehta?
That is correct. We have been in touch with three people. We are also almost getting close to shortlist, but I will not announce the time and who they are. But we have good people. They all have accomplished a lot of things, and they can make my dream reality in terms of India as well as Southeast Asia.
Understood. No, fair enough, Mr. Mehta. Mr. Mehta, my second question is on further fundraise. So I understand probably the development, as you mentioned in your opening comment, the development at Odisha is progressing well. So I am assuming that probably to scale it further from here, we'll be needing, as mentioned in last con call also, we'll be needing further round of capital, probably in equity and debt both. So if you can throw some more light there, you know, where are we placed in terms of fundraise for the next leg of growth for the company?
Sure. I would like to invite Ankit to answer to that question because he's more expert. I don't want to say something that may not make sense. But
I understand.
Ankit, can you take this one?
Yeah. Hi. So basically, last year we had done a preferential allotment to raise around 85 crores, of which we are expecting a balance of, so we have received 65 odd crores and we expect the balance 18 odd crores to be received in this particular month. Okay, by with this we would have an equity contribution of around 85 crores towards the project. Separately, we are also working with the banks to raise a debt of around 50 odd crores for the first phase, which would be enough means of finance to accomplish the phase one, given that 50% would be contributed by the government as grants. So as of now, immediate basis, etc., we do not foresee any equity fundraise. But yes, definitely we would be raising funds in subsequent times, maybe around 6-8 months going down the line. Hope that
understood.
Answers your question.
Yes, Ankit. Yes, Ankit. Ankit, I just wanted to check on this 18 crore receivable from the preferential allotment. I believe there is still some more time left, right? So we are confident that we'll receive this money probably in September itself.
Yeah. So
the last date, I think Bhavin can say probably September 13th or 12th, and we are expecting that to happen next week.
That time period is 18 months from date of allotment, so we are quite hopeful that we'll receive the last tranche from the investors. It's just a matter of time before we get this noted.
Understood. And Ankit, if you can help me understand on this 40 crore, the interest payment, there will be a subsidy from Odisha government on the interest payment, right?
Right.
So that will be part subsidy or that will be full subsidy for the interest payment, Ankit?
So basically, interest subsidy is a separate thing or the separate policy under which we would be eligible to receive 5% of interest rebate or a subsidy, which would be capped at around 25 odd crores or so. So basically, the effective cost of debt would be quite cheap in that sense. So, and therefore we would want to have that debt raising accomplished earlier, and then we'll go for the next round of equity funding.
Okay. Just last follow-up on this, Ankit. You mean if the interest rate, let's say, is 10%, so we'll have to pay only 5% from our pocket and 5% will be borne by Odisha government. Is that understanding correct?
Yeah, so basically it would be a more of reimbursement kind of thing. So we need to pay that 10% and 5% would get reimbursed from the government.
Understood. That's all from my side for now. I'll rejoin the queue back. Thanks a lot for answering my questions, Mr. Mehta.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Bhavya Doshi from Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Mehta. I hope I'm audible.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. So two questions. A was on the, Government of India has released a statement under India Semiconductor Mission where they have specifically mentioned a company, SIC Sen Private Limited, in collaboration with a UK company to set up the silicon management unit, which is $6 billion unit. So just wanted to understand how does this competitive landscape affect us on that front.
So that's a 6M. 6M is the private, it's been funded by Archean Chemical. I mean, they are the public specialty chemical company in Chennai. It's interesting. They are funding it. I also know their technology partner, or they invested in that company called Classic in Stock, Scotland. My feeling is, in terms of the experience, I would tell you the positive things about us. I am sure they have their own plants as well. We are, technologically speaking, from expertise perspective, we are far ahead compared to anyone in power semiconductors, including silicon carbide. Second, I am still not 100% convinced that 200 millimeter fab is the right economically viable solution for India. You may have heard Wolfspeed, who had invested $7 billion in 200 millimeter fab in U.S., filed for bankruptcy and had only about assets worth $350 million. And so we need to look at how the market emerges for on a 200 millimeter fab with a significant large investment and, in my opinion at this point, economical risk. So we are better off in terms of setting up a 150 millimeter fab, which is not 200 crore project what 6M has, but our project is 600 crores. And we believe we will 95% of the world demand for silicon carbide is for 150 millimeter fab product. We feel we are in a much superior position competitively, technologically, as well as time-wise.
Okay, that's quite helpful. Also, there are a lot of IITs, ISEs who are also incubating a lot of semiconductor-based startups where they are maybe, you know, targeting one component of supply chain and trying to build, you know, or disrupt the company around that. So are we also looking to, I think you also press release, we are also collaborating with some IIT, but are we also looking to maybe acquire or maybe collaborate further with them to improve our R&D processes and, you know, get better at our technology? Is that something that also on our radar?
Yes, we are. So we have been working with IIT. What I have in my mind, what I have set up is IIT is a very strong, brilliant professor, students, everyone. What they need is a little bit of a guidance and focus in terms of making the technology commercially viable. And therefore, I have been talking to IIT Delhi in terms of the material characterization, Professor Rajan Singh. IIT Bhubaneswar, I have known Professor Karmalkar, who was at IIT Chennai before. One of his students, who is now at faculty at IIT Bhubaneswar, did internship at RIR. We are also looking at IIT Bombay in terms of application center of excellence. And they are developing gate drives for us as well. I do believe in collaboration in terms of universities. My biggest and the first thing I tell, we just talked to a week ago, we talked to Silicon University right in Bhubaneswar, and they are also very interested. And I emphasize that my desire is to, so that they can focus on prototype product and not papers. And I'm not looking for world record, but a commercially viable and commercializable technology. My passion is commercialization.
Correct. So do we plan to hire more IITs or people who are doing this kind of prototype work? Are we planning to hire more of them within the talent and groom them to grow within the organization? Or it's mostly the external talent that we're looking to hire? Since it's a talent-driven business, right? It's a technical-driven business.
Yeah. So we try to, those who intern, we do offer them a full-time position. As a matter of fact, our EPI technical staff, he is a PhD from TIFR, and we also looking at a couple of IIT graduates from IIT Delhi, and so forth. So we do hire local talents. We do groom them. We do have good mentors in India as well as in US. And we try to train them in terms of technology, our thinking, and reliability aspect of the product and the application.
Okay, that's great. Just one last question from my end before I join the queue. I think you mentioned it last quarter, but when is the ramp-up expected for the first phase of the plant? When are we expecting to be fully live?
So it comes in phases. So right now we are already beginning the shipping of one of the products that is coming, while we wait for our fab to be set up, we are using our IP to get the commercial product and get our visibility. That would happen in month of September.
Okay.
Our EPI, which is the next product, should get commercialized in the beginning January 2027, so that's the last quarter of this fiscal year. And then the fab part, in between will come packaging by about December 2027, and the fab part would be about 2.5 years, because that is the longest in terms of lead time for the equipment, as well as setting up the process and everything else.
Correct. This is only for the phase one. Then we'll work on the phase two. Is my understanding correct?
I think so. If the fab is on a phase two. What I said up to packaging is phase one, and the fab is part of phase two.
Okay. Got it. That was really helpful. I'll join the queue for the question. Any more questions? Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Our next question comes from Atul Bharmu Patil, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Please go ahead.
Sir, my first question is, your company has submitted proposal to MIT for additional 25% subsidy on plant. So what is the status of that current?
So, you know, I think we tried to work with MIT, and they also had questions. We've verified all of their queries and inquiries and everything. And by the time I went there to see them about a month and a half ago, even though we were the first one, they say, you know, we are running out of money. You have to wait until ISM phase two. I look at business model. Time is very important. I'm not going to wait for government, central government's 25% subsidy. If it happens, it becomes gravy for the overall business. But time is very important in terms of time to market, entry, getting our product qualified, and so forth. So we are totally okay at this moment in terms of our business model to accept what we have right now, which is 50% from state of Odisha for phase one and two both.
Sir, my second question is, can you highlight the demand for that electronic launching systems and electronic rail guns in India and dumper electrification?
So I think I will give you a little bit on the rail gun and so forth. That is one of the very important self-reliant India and try to Indian defense system stand on its own. We meaning Silicon Power, my original company, supplied the product components that now RIR is supplying to Indian Army. We supplied the product to U.S. Army when they were making that launching railgun system. So in terms of the product market, first, the final testing is going on at Pune. They had some issues in terms of their ability to fully power up what they need. It's not our issue, but it's their issue, but we are helping them to solve that. Once the qualification is complete, we are expecting, and I'm not so sure if the people look at a forward booking statement or not, but we are told that there's a potential for 65 such systems within the Army, and I don't know the time frame. In terms of the second part of your question, I will request Perry to address it.
Yeah, if I can understand right, what are the kind of applications that could take advantage of this? So the rail gun is one, but that technology is used pulse power in multiple areas. One is reactive armor on tanks. The other one is in launchers. So whether it's an aircraft launcher, a drone launcher, a lot of those also take advantage of this technology.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Did we answer your question?
Mr. Atul, does that answer your question?
Yes, it answers me.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Okay.
Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question comes from Aditya Trivedi from Nepean Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. So I wanted to understand what is the expected revenue potential from the phase one capacity in Odisha?
I'm not for sure. We are able to provide that information. I think let me just give it to Ankit to answer that question because he is familiar with the Indian regulation and so forth.
Yeah, so basically maybe if we can just take that offline, we need to just check and maybe we'll get back to you offline on this particular point.
Okay, sounds good. I have one other question, which is that, you know, how does RIR plan to differentiate against, you know, a lot of the entrenched global silicon carbide leaders? You have a Wolfspeed or Infineon, ON Semi, you know, given the scale and IP advantage. And as of today, there's no blanket ban as such on importing silicon carbide wafers and devices into India. So from a cost competitive standpoint, where do you think you guys stand? And, you know, I'm just thinking about it from a right to win perspective.
So I think it's a very good question. I would go a little bit back in terms of answering that question because it also answers your question directly as well. So from the day I started Silicon Power in US and the day I acquired RIR in India in 2005, one of the things that I noticed is that I always look at my own strengths as well as weakness. First of all, I look at my weaknesses. And our weakness is the resources. We are, as you know, the names you mentioned, we are by no means anywhere close to in terms of their level of capital, acceptance, visibility, and so forth. However, our strength is they are mostly focusing on 1200-volt silicon carbide product because that's the high-volume electric vehicle four-wheeler market. But at the same time, the setting up the fabs and resources for that is at least about $5 billion plus dollars. And you saw that from Wolfspeed. When you look at $5 billion versus $100 million, you can understand the cost of money and so forth. Second thing, where we are is we focus on the very beginning from my GE days. We have focused on medium and high power, and that relates to infrastructure opportunities. We are not selling products like a dime, you know, competing on a price per unit basis and competing with China and so forth in terms of $2 or $3 per device. We sell modules, subsystems, and systems where the average sales price go as high as $2 million or $4 million. So we add value at every step of the way. And in terms of medium and high power, the competition is the much bigger people like ABB, Infineon, Siemens, Toshiba, and those big companies. They can do high power. However, for them at this moment, the volume or the market for medium and high power is not high enough. So we go after niche market where the margins are high, competition is low, and the investment is moderate and the risk is low as well. That's my business model. And that's how we have been successful for the last 30 years. We have, in a global bid, competed with ABB, Siemens, Toshiba, and Mitsubishi, and won a contract for a supply of a system at Novartis in Shanghai in 2015. And that system is still working. And we won that contract against all 5 major suppliers.
Okay, got it. And if you can just touch upon the TAM for these high-power silicon carbide devices in India and globally, are you also going to try and target the export market, or will you largely cater to the domestic market from this new facility of yours?
I think that in India, we'll have to develop the market, and we have to look at export as well as India market. One of the things that I heard from my CEO, I have not seen in my hand, but he said that he read it. The products that RIR makes are exempt from this tariff, wherever the tariff happens and whatever happens. Maybe I'll refer it to Perry in terms of giving you a little bit more details in terms of market and application.
Yeah, the SiC market in India is not as developed as it is, let's say, in Europe, Western Europe or in the Americas, but we see a lot of potential, especially in the higher voltage silicon carbide, where applications in defense and utility grid will take advantage of the higher voltage SiC. The other 1200-volt type devices, we're starting to see more and more of those in UPS power supplies, which right now are pretty much dominated by IGBTs. And we see those silicon carbide devices slowly kind of working their way into the applications in India.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ketan for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone, for joining today's analyst and investor call. We greatly appreciate your time, engagement, and continued interest in RIR Power Electronics. If you have any further queries or require additional information, please feel free to reach out to us at Veritas Reputation, investor relations advisor of the company. We'll be happy to assist you. On behalf of the management team, thank you once again, and we look forward to connecting with you in our future interactions. Wish you all a great day ahead. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. On behalf of RIR Power Electronics and Veritas Reputation, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.